First up, as the state marches towards its next term of government, South Australia remains in the grips of its harmful algal bloom, an issue that's plagued SA's marine environment and seaside communities for the last 12 months. During the period of crisis, The Wire has spoken with concerned coastal residents most affected by its impacts.
That means we haven't sold an oyster for now 3 weeks. And so that has probably cost my business, which is just my wife and I, probably $10,000 in the last couple of weeks.
It's heartbreaking. There were days that we walked the beaches and it was death every single step. It was like watching the entire ecosystem wash onto the beach with no explanation. It was just happening right in front of our eyes at the beaches where I learned to swim and learned to snorkel. And then it just continued to spread throughout the peninsula and Kangaroo Island.
South Australian ecologist Dr. Faith Coleman was one of the leading scientific voices during the algal bloom. We spoke with Dr. Coleman back in July, where she dismissed suggestions an algal bloom like this had never happened anywhere before.
The Northern Hemisphere's kicked in as well, and so I have clients and colleagues who are experiencing similar blooms. So there's New Zealand's got an issue at the moment. There's an issue in West Australia. There's a bloom of something else in Albania. Spain's looking not so good. And there is at least 30 or 40 other major blooms.
Dr. Coleman resigned from her positions on government boards amid allegations of political interference. The ecologist is now running alongside Tammy Franks as an independent candidate for the state's upper house. Ms. Franks has been particularly critical of how the SA government has managed the algal bloom so far, including a recent SA government preliminary report that has avoided public scrutiny.
The new Minister for Environment and Water rushed out, saying that she had a report that confirmed that the government had been vindicated about the causes of the algal bloom. That report, of course, we still haven't been told who authored it. We still haven't been told what's in it.
Now, a year on from the first report of SA's harmful algae, an ABC Four Corners investigation alleges state government took months to update health advice, raising questions around transparency.
However, we've known right from the start of this algal bloom, the very first surfers and indeed the fishers were getting rashes on their skins, had stinging eyes, and as we saw on Four Corners last night, had symptoms such as gastro. If you live on the coastal community, you are well aware of these symptoms. They have continued through the algal bloom and aren't just when you go in the water, and yet they are not being proactively monitored by SA Health or any government agencies here in South Australia.
While SA Deputy Premier Kaya Ma says he hadn't seen the ABC reporting at the time of the interview, he defended the government's track record.
It's not something we'd seen in Australia before. We'd seen it in places like California and Florida to have different nature, but different brevetoxins, but it's not something we'd seen here before. Yeah, we followed pretty closely the advice of the scientists as to what we should do, but it was exceptionally unpredictable. Yeah, we've committed for the summer plan more than $100 million, of which half of it's already gone out the door to help people, help businesses, help particularly the fishing industry. There's been First Nations input in relation to that. I was seeing particularly Narunga and Nurrungeri contribute and put forward ideas. When you're dealing with something that hasn't happened before, you have to rely on the advice you're getting, and that's what we did.
That obviously was somewhat unpredictable, but with reference to the segment on Four Corners, I understand that the waters tested positive for brevetoxin back in May 2025, but the health advice didn't actually change until September last year.
As I said, as a government, it's not my portfolio area, but I know as a cabinet, we relied on the advice we're getting. That's the scientific advice from, particularly from SARDI, and also the health advice we're getting from the public health part of the health department.
Deputy Leader of the Opposition in South Australia, Josh Teague, spruiked Liberals' management of the COVID crisis, in contrast to Labor's approach to the algae bloom.
What was very obviously a growing crisis all the way through last year, and yet for so long, month after month after month, we had a government telling us that it's not toxic, minimising the situation.
Rebecca Sharkey, a federal independent, has seen the state government's response to the algae bloom play out across her electorate.
It really does move from day to day, season to season. We've seen some parts of Mayo more impacted than others. Some days it can be beautiful, the other days it can, you know, sweep in on the tides and the currents.
While there has been positive action from state government, she says the issue has been brushed off by Labor.
The current state government is very good at crafting the narrative of what's discussed in the papers. They have a very big majority. They're potentially going to increase that majority this state election. That's certainly what some of the polling is showing. To a degree, we talk about what the state government wants to talk about.
Stephen Pallaras, former Director of Public Prosecutions for South Australia and leader of minor party Real Change SA, is calling for reform for future protection of marine environments.
Who's going to be accountable for all of the damage and all of the injury that's been done? What we need to do is strengthen the Environment Protection Act with much higher penalties for polluters and a real polluter pays principle, including the necessity to clean up what they've messed up. We need to overhaul the urban stormwater system. We need to enforce stronger monitoring of industrial and agricultural discharge and implement real-time water quality monitoring at discharge points along the river. We are simply looking at it and tut-tutting at the fact that this is non-toxic and it's all okay. It's just not.
Associate Professor Peter Subramaniam, President of the Australian Medical Association SA, says political debate risks damaging public trust in science.
We don't think that is warranted, and we would still encourage the general public in South Australia to trust in the public health advice coming out of SA Health. This is a novel, multi-species complex, you know, marine ecological event, and the advice will change.
Associate Professor Peter Subramaniam, President of the Australian Medical Association SA, ending that report.